that they should test their previous activities. So if they have done like this, they must test their bad activities also. He is like a judge. He is sitting and watching and seeing. A judge hears from the both party, against party and favorable party. Both he hears. And if he founds guilty, that person, that he has done wrong and he has murdered so many one, then he will pass an order that he should be put to death. So judge is not think that he is not merciful and he has no love and affection for anyone. His actions are going giving these fruits, that they should be murdered, they should be... Krishna has nothing to do. But if they have chanted at that time, God, save me, and they would have been humble, and for future we will not do so by chanting name, then if Krishna is not saving them, then he is merciless. Understand? If judge has power, that though he has murdered so many persons, and he is murdering now also, so he should be punished as death sentence. But if that person who is guilty, he is telling that, "My Lord, I have given up all those bad things. I am promising that for future I will never do like this." And if that judge has power, and he knows that they have reformed their characters, and they will never do. And if he has power, he can you are not going to be put on death. So they are taking shelter, if they have taken shelter of God, and then he has not saved them, then it was Krishna, anything bad. But they have not taken shelter. And in past life they have done like this. That is why in this life they are. Because if anyone is taking birth, by birth he is blind. Why he is blind? His action did it. So never anyone blames God that he has made blind. Because he had done according to his bad activities, he has done. Or he has given a birth of a child in a very big family. So never anyone accuses for this, for God. So why they are accused for that action they have done, and for that bad actions they are going to be like that. So Krishna has, God has nothing to do here. If he is not doing so, then he is cruel, because he has not done good judgment. If the judge, knowing that they have done, and he takes some bribes and gives you are free from anything, but that I don't want to give death sentence to you. You are quite innocent. But if he does die like law, knowing this fact that they have done fault, and if it not going good judgment, not giving any punishment, then he is cruel. Understand? So you can realize this, and then in your words you can answer.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, this is clear. According to their past activities, they are bound to do like this.
Another question. In the footsteps of Srila Swami Maharaj, you are preaching the Vaishnava cult in the West, where there are so many Christians. And my question is, what does the Vaishnava religion have to offer them, those Christians, which they don't have?
Again, clear.
Should I ask again? You are preaching the Vaishnava cult in the West, where there are so many Christians. What is it that Vaishnavism has to offer to the Christians, which they themselves don't have?
We will little. That you should be kind, not to human only, to creepers, trees, animals, everyone. You should not take flesh, wine. You should not kill any animal also. And try to love Krishna or any god with love and affection. Don't want worldly desires to be fulfilled from him. Try to serve like Prahlad Maharaj in our cult, like gopis, nothing wanting anything. We don't criticize Christians or anyone. We want that without any worldly gain, they should love God only there. And we should treat, you should behave all the animals, trees and all things. We have no power to kill them. We have no adjustment to kill any animal for our feeding, for our food or anything. So only these some things are different.
And also the personal form of God, Christians don't know.
But everywhere there is shape. I think that Bible has accepted the shape of God everywhere. So this lacking in them nowadays. So if a God cannot have a shape, no qualities, no even daya,
mercy,
then how he can be God? He cannot be God. He has power to have his shape. So there are something, only these differences. It has been accepted by Bible. But then don't go so deep. So there are, in also India, we have so much differences with monism, dualism, so many. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept Achinta Veda Veda. So here we can have like this. We have no confusion or any objection for Christianity or Buddha or anyone. Nothing. Where it has been written that God has no shape, it means he has no worldly shape. Is all the senses and body is transcendental. He can come by that transcendental body. And if you are not pure, we cannot realize him. Then we can tell the author he has no shape. But actually he has shape. All the books, Bible, even, or Ved, Upanishad, Quran, all has accepted this. So there is something. But really, they believe in God. Anyone believing in God, they are not against us. But we want that some purification should come. Not worldly desires should come. Only these things. We don't want liberation. No. In India, so much wanting. But we only tell that liberation is not good only. To serve Krishna is more blissful and ananda. Only we tell this and preach this. In one sense, we are pure Christian, God believing. We have so much faith in our Vedas, Upanishad, in Krishna, in Ram. They have also faith in Bible, in Jesus. So we think that Jesus was very powerful, any power of Godhead.
Christians say that Jesus is the only Son of God. that makes God look not so very powerful.
They minimize God. Yeah. Why he has one only son? Why he is not so all like sons? But in there, in then there may be some prominence. And we are not opposite to this also, because we know that if the faith is not so strong like them, they cannot proceed. So sometimes, if it is something wrong, even if they have faith, we don't want to disturb their faith. In India, we don't want to shake the faith of Karmij also. They say that our Gurudev is like God. We accept, but not truly. We gave some inspiration that yes, Guru is like Bhagavan, Sakshat Haritvena. But it has been told for really Guru who are pure devotee, realized so. But we can apply also in all this. No. We'll have to, but...
Reconcile?
Eh?
Reconcile?
Reconcile. Anyone was drinking mixture milk, I told that don't do, it will harm you. Only this difference in Christianity and in yes.
In many ways, Dutch society has become so degraded. People have become individualistic to the extreme. Violence, brutish sex on TV have spoiled the hearts of countless young people. Drug addiction is rampant. Now, among citizens with some sense of responsibility, there is an outcry for morality. Even a prominent atheistic political leader in this country called for a return to elementary religious morality. Other atheists then claimed that morality does not come from religion, but that morality is a natural development in man. So why should they look for help from the side of religion? And my question is, does morality arise from man or from God? And if it arises from God, can you substantiate your verdict not only with Vedic evidence, but also with a little logic?
It comes not from only man. It comes from God, who has created this world. He has given all kinds of intelligence, heart, mind, body and everything. So, morality is not a good thing so much. Cows are more moral than we human in some cases. They mate their wives only one year when needed. Also, loin like this. What they think, what is morality, they don't know. Morality, that we should love and affects and serve our father. This is also a morality. Why? Because he has helped in our birth, father and mother. So this is morality to father and mother. We should be moral with our wife, sister, brothers. We should be moral for whole country, and thus to whole human body, and thus to creepers, animals, and everything, you should be moral. If you know that without air, we cannot live a moment. Without sun, we cannot live more. Without water, we cannot live. Without this earth, we cannot stand anywhere. Without a sky or empty place, we cannot live a moment. No? All has been arranged by Krishna. Krishna means here God. So we should not be moral for him. We must be moral for him, some duties from him. So this morality comes from Krishna, God. And if you are moral to all others, only human beings, and cutting cows, this is not morality. Because the same soul lives in cows, in trees, in creepers, and every human being, only not in Holland, it is not confined only in Holland. And we should not be humble for any Indian or French or Englishman or anyone. This is not morality. Morality comes from soul, and soul comes from whole, from which all creation is coming. And he is favorable to all. So morality comes from there. So we should try to know, go deep, not very confined mind. If there is no religion, no morality is there. That morality will be confined to someone only, to his family, to only to his native place or his country only. They will not. And only for human. But why they are quarreling? Why they are quarreling? There is no real morality. This to have a love and affection to Krishna, this is root of all. If it is okay, then morality will come itself. Otherwise, artificially, you are taking the morality for some persons in confined, you're in your country, you're in your place where you are. It may change in a minute, that morality. You will be enemy of all. So that morality is not durable, very little.
I was also thinking, Gurudev, that if morality would come from man, how then is it possible that these big wars are coming time and again and never stops?
So all. I was going to tell these things. So you can write all these things. Morality comes not from. Because jiva is part and parcel of that Godhead. So all the qualities coming from him. A person who is not in a faith of God, any morality cannot be. In Vedas, Upanishads, it has been told, but I am telling in logic. Why Hitler became so desperate? Why? Mussolini? Why they became? Why the demons doing so? If it is coming from any man, so it is not.
One more question. We were already speaking about killing of animals. This question is about that same subject, but it's from a little different angle.
In Srimad Bhagavat, there is a slok for that last question. Sarvai gunastatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahatguna manorathena dhavato asadbahi. If any has, mind is not God, believe him. Any quality cannot come. Never. It will come and at once glow like flash. Flashing light, it will go. Never it will go.
So, in Holland, for local consumption and mass export, thousands of animals are killed every day. In fact, the wealth of this country depends for a sizable part on this huge amount of animal killing, especially of cows and pigs. Now, last year, the so-called mad cow disease, you must have heard, broke out, which was feared to be also dangerous to man. And thousands of cows, beyond the daily quota of slaughtering, were killed and burnt to ashes. This year, in this country, there is a plague extremely contagious amongst pigs. They are now killing off lakhs of them, especially newly born pigs. My question is, how do you view this terrible situation in the light of karma and reincarnation?
That's right.
How do you view, how do you consider this terrible situation in the light, in the perspective of karma and reincarnation?
Yes. Those who are killing
and
all
also,
the animals,
also those who are killed.
They must be killed by them. So gradually this problem is going up. And it will be out of control. And it will be the cause of our destruction. Now we are seeing that money is coming. So much wealth is coming by killing and giving them to all other countries. Money is coming. But a day may come that they will be go to all the country will be they will be ruined like that. Then there will be no chance to reform it. Like we saw so many countries like this. When they became like so desperate, like Kans, like Hiranyakashipu, it is told in all our epics. And we have example for this. Those who became dangerous like these persons, killing cows, killing devotees, and making so many objections for devotees, and they were making some disturbance in worship and all other things, they were ruined and lost. With whole countries and whole, like Ravan was killed with his all sons, nephews, wives, and everything. Golden Lanka was also. So in this way, we have so many examples. And they cannot live happy. I think there is coming some wealth, but anyone are not happy. Those who are taking all these things and doing, slaughtering and doing. So many kinds of problems will come here. And they will always be upset for that. So money will, or wealth coming, we are seeing. But it is not sign of happiness or anything good.
One time, Swami Maharaj was driving in a car through Holland with a godbrother of mine. And they passed a truck which was full of cows and they could see their heads. The cows were being taken to the slaughterhouse. Then the devotee asked from Swami Maharaj, "These cows look so terrible. Have they in their previous lives been humans who may have slaughtered cows?" And then Swami Maharaj said, "Yes."
Yes. I'm of the same opinion. Man has two kinds of thinking. All the elements, tree and all others, they are not in karma yoni. They are in bhog yoni. Understand? Karma yoni.
Under the influence of karma, they're just enjoying the fruits.
They are only taking the fruits of previous lakhs and lakhs births. They cannot do any new karma. But humans, they are also taking the taste of previous activities, bad and good. And also they have right to do anything, new karma. To chant name is new karma. By previous works, what we have done, karma, we may be poor. So many obstacles are there. All are doing something wrong with us. This is due to past activities. But he may chant, and if a dog bites a devotee, he told that this is my old karma, so I must tolerate. I should not beat that dog. So dog bite him, and he went on. This devotee was nothing to do it. He went to the hospital or any medical and he took and he became cured. And if, when the dog bite and he had given a danda to him and dog was dead, then this was a new karma for that devotee and he will have to test it. in future life and in this life also he may. So it is all right. All the cows which are slaughtering, they have done this and they are now going to this.
One final question, Gurudev. This is simply asking if you have a special message to the people of this country.
They should know that if anyone, human being, or animals, creepers, trees, those who have some sense, they are part and parcels of Godhead. So we should try to faith on him and pray him that we have done some wrong. Please excuse me, forgive me. I will not do all these bad things. And if they are giving up their bad practices, here there is so much animal modes, envy for anyone, cheating others, not helping all. So this should be go away. And they should simply have a faith in God. And they should fear for God. They should know that death is essential for them. They will be dead. Oldness will come if they are not dead before. So they should fear for this. And they have some God faith and be happy. They said, every day in morning or when they have, oh God, oh we are yours. If they are admitting this fact, in no time they will be happy forever. So they should remember, chant the holy name of God. This only will help the country, all human beings, holy universe, and it is for good of all. We should go to class now. What is the time now?
Six?
Oh, we are losing our time.
I must also thank you on behalf of the editor. Yes. So we're very happy that you were willing to speak.
And one copy should be given to me.
Yes.
Sent to me.
If you want more, those are 108.
Yes. Two copies. One copy will do. Because we will make it 2, 3, 4. Shanti is there. She will make 3, 4, 5, 6 copies. Yes. We should go to class.
Yeah. My mother has come to see
you. Oh, your mother? I'm happy to meet her. Yeah. What? He has certainly brought anything for me. Eh? What you have brought for me?
It's a flower drink.
It made with flowers. Very nice elder flower.
Yeah. Natural.
Yeah. Like nimble pani, but with some flour. And she's making every summer, every year, for so many years, since I was home. And it has to be put in water and mixing everything. Very healthy, very good.
How much water, how much this?
She is saying 10 times.
10 times?
Just then a little.
Water 10 times?
No, the opposite.
Just a little of this and then 10 times more water. Yes. A lot of water.
But one day you should make it. Yeah. Yes, with your own hand and let me see.
Tonight.
And this is
for the computer that Janaki had, she had donated to you, and she wanted me to give you the last one.
Very good. My heartly blessings to you, and I pray God that He should be merciful to you, that you should be happy in this world and also in future, forever. You should know that you are not this physical body only. Only you are attached to this, but really you are here in heart. It never takes birth, never dies, never become worry, no problem. But when you will realize this, that Krishna is here, God is here, then you will be always happy. So I advise you, always chant the holy name of God and be happy forever. You should help him.
And she wants to come to Vrindavan this year.
Very good. I will help you so much in all the way. I will treat you like my mother or daughter, both. It may be that you will be my sister, like, in three ways. Like mother, like sister, like my daughter. Anyone related to my devotees, I am related to them. And I become very indebted to all. You have given birth to this child, and so you are related to him. Because I have accepted him like my son. Haribo.
Gurudev, my brother came to see you last year also.
Oh, yes,
so
yes.
He came again with his wife and three children.
Oh, last year we also met in form?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Very good. I'm happy to meet.
And today also, Yadupati, the gentleman there with a balding head and a beard. He is Srila Siddha Maharaj's disciple, and he came today from Amsterdam to have your darshan too.
Very good. He is my Siksha Guru, Siddhar Maharaj. And also he gave sannyas to my Gurudev, though they were God brothers. But yet, I have so much honor for Siddhar Maharaj. From beginning of my joining in Math, from 1947, I used to ask him so many questions. And he was so much
learned.
Quickly solving all questions. Acha. I'm happy to meet you also. And we should come to classes. Very good. Very good. You should help. My heartly blessings to you. And you should be very strong devotee. This face should not be shaken. Never, never. Whole world can shake, but you should not. No? If anything, any doubt, anything, you can write letter to me. I will come. I am always in your heart. To all devotees. Also for you, I'm in your heart.
Yeah.
She's so shy.
We have camera for you.
Oh, you have brought?
Yes.
Camera.
Oh, very quickly, in a moment.
You say something, we do.
Oh, very good. Very good, very good.
Special color for you.
Yes.
Jagamohan helped us select the right camera.
Pundrik, we all went in.
And Pundrik.
The best thing is
Pundrik was there.
Yes.
Now he knows how to
operate
and do.
Soon.
Big thing for close pictures and then wide.
It may be that you'll have to come and to teach the boys.
To
yes.
Yes. Maybe in here.
Yes. No, not that place. This place is okay, more better.
They have to go back on Wednesday to get English instructions because at the moment it's only in Dutch.
But it is all there.
No. Very good. I think there will be no problem to take it in India.
No.
Shanti or Vijay, she is there. And Brijnath Prabhu is there. You should manage how to it will go.
Okay.
Oh. Very good. Keep and give me in my hand. you should also. Both. Hari Bol, Bol Prema. Very good.
Birthday present.
I accept heartily. And so much thanks to you. Very good. Keep it there. Where is Pundarik? He here?
He's downstairs in the class.
Oh. He should care. You should take care of all this. Very carefully.
He's not here because he's worried you'll be upset with him for us buying this camera.
You can operate it?
Jagan can.
Jagamohan.
It's simple.
So you can take any picture of mine or Krishna.
Should we take when we are here? Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
This will be ready?
Yes.
And tomorrow we will take it.
Yes.
We take a picture of all devotees, mine also.
Yeah. Yes. That's what it's
for. Very good. This should go to class. Happy to have you. Oh, you have come?
Just now.
Very good, very good.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm
so much happy to be. Now we should go class or we will harm something. Lose.
I think that more gone, I can't be without seeing you and being near you and your teaching. And
you can have all my cassettes.
Later on, I want to speak to you about my service.
What?
Later on, I need to speak to you about my service.
Yes, you should come after my class. After class, after 10 or 20 minutes, I will take rest, then you should come. You can come with her.
Before my going in Vrindavan, during your stay here, I would like to talk to you also.
Yes, you can talk.
Very good.
Hare Krishna, but when to see you, to ask you questions in quite personal ones?
Yes, yes.
After your class?
Yes, they are very sweet.
Oh, well, Naveen.